This is GQDN for Monday, April 28th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Oh, you know you want them. Including the one called Questworthy. Oh, it's good stuff. Very good stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase if you do. All good stuff. Patreon.com/TheGroupQuest. Lots of good stuff up there, too. We did some NFL draft this weekend. Yeah, we did. And by StackUp.org. Such a great, great community. In today's show, we might have some sales for you. Interesting stuff there. It's Forza. Yeah, that too. And who won the Fortnite Major 2 Grand Finals? We'll answer that question later on in the show, but we will begin today with PlayStation. IGN said that the former PlayStation narrative director went after Sony for excluding the game directors and writers from the movie credits. So, right now that director is petitioning the creators of the Until Dawn movie so that way they get some credit for the game writers in the film. Now, that was spotted by Eurogamer. And Kim McAldis, Kim Eskill's petition did say, quote, "The petition calling upon Sony, a leader in the gaming world, to set a precedent for change by revising the Until Dawn credits, by asking them to revise their approach to IP crediting, particularly in transmedia adaptations. I've just left Until Dawn for the film director, writer, etc., were all credited, but instead of Sony mentioning the leading game developers who created this iconic game you're clearly proud of, Sony just wrapped it as based on the Sony game. They spent years breaking their brains to make something incredible, and the world deserves to know their names. Instead, no credit, no thanks, no honor," end quote. Now, she went on into more detail on her LinkedIn post, where she was asking the difference between the HBO's adaptation of The Last of Us, where the credits of both studios and the Neil Druckmann as both writer and director, and the Until Dawn movie. Now, the director did say that Sony executives did tell her that, quote, "The IP I personally created would never be credited to me as I was salaried. No royalties, no control, no ownership, no acknowledgement," end quote. And that was addressing Sony directly with, quote, "I'm struggling with the difference between Neil Druckmann's favor and that of the others in your company," end quote. Now, she is asking Sony to revise the IP crediting within the transmedia adaptations. And she wants Sony to provide the executive producer credit, an acknowledgement equivalent to the honor, where the creators had the visions of the game and the passion that they had for the game itself. Now, because of the Until Dawn movie, PlayStation Plus games for May will have the Until Dawn remastered, and that could be a promotion for the movie. Now, that was PlayStation. But now we go to GameStop because of Nintendo Switch. NintendoLife.com says that GameStop is now investigating a New York store over the Switch 2 bundle sales. Now, the New York store was attempting to force some expensive Switch 2 bundles on the customers, and they were trying to cash in on the high demand for the U.S. console sales, or the consoles that are being sold in the U.S. Now, that was first reported via the shortcut Ilya Tenzias. I'm sorry, I butchered the name. Who has also worked as an audio engineer at MTV and Family Legacy, and won an Emmy as a part of the sound on the team of the Daily Mail. Now, Ilya did say up on X, quote, "So this GameStop is forcing you to buy bundles, cases, screens, protectors, etc. They're claiming they cannot process the SKU just for the console, but we all know what's going on there. Personally, I want Donkey Kong and a screen protector, so it isn't a big deal. Others are leaving, end quote. So because of this, GameStop did say we are going to put this under investigation. At GameStop Help did say, quote, we are actively investigating this. Any customer who has turned away at the Astoria location should reach out via DM so we can make it right, end quote. So that is going on in New York. Now, via Bulletstorm and Outriders, those are the games that came from People Can Fly, did reveal the Project Maverick. This comes via Eurogamer. Now, Project Maverick, as what we know right now, is fully funded by Microsoft with a budget of $30 to $50 million. Now, People Can Fly has revealed what the Project Maverick is, and that's on its About Us section in the studio's investor website. And Project Maverick, according to all that, so take this with a grain of salt, yeah, we're going to Rumorville, could be Gears of War E-Day, because they did reveal that they're working with the collaboration of the next Gears of War game this past January. Right now, they're working on a few projects, and developer's investor website reads, quote, Gemini, a new AAA game developed in partnership with global publisher Square Enix, Maverick Gears of War E-Day, in collaboration with Microsoft, echo a mode to the existing game developed in Krafton, and Projects Bifrost and Victoria Lost Rift can be released in the self-publishing model, end quote. Now, they're also working on some VR stuff. There's one project called Project Bison, which looks like a VR action survival game. And they're also working on the Green Hell VR. So, they are working on some stuff. People Can Fly are just taking off. Okay, maybe not literally, but they are. And I think people might be taking off because some leaks, too. Battlefield 6 did leak some new footage just to show off some destruction and massive maps. That's a part of the WCCF title. So, they did leak some footage there online, and they are providing a new look for the impressive destruction elements of the new industry in the series. Ground vehicles, massive maps, so on and so forth. So the new footage was recorded during a recent alpha playtest that was conducted in the new testing environment of Battlefield Labs. And WCCF Tech did say that it looks pretty massive. And they did post a little bit of the video up on their site with a link to X. And so did Good Boy up on X as well. He said, quote, Jet sound of Battlefield 6. This from a new test Battlefield Labs. And of course, Good Boy did post some links to their videos as well. So if you're in the Battlefield, have fun with that one. Now we go to the esports corner. And yes, I was talking about Fortnite at the beginning of the show, because the Major 2 Grand Finals via esportsinsider.com did happen there yesterday. And that is a share of $2 million in prize money. So, who won? Well, in Europe, the Major 2 Grand Finals for them was the Vajek 3KK, Pixie, and Marius Cao. And they're taking home $180,000, along with the qualification of the Global Championship. Now, the NA Central, Ritual, Cold, and Peterbot got their victory in the Major 2. But the Major 1 winners were Agers, Acorn, and Polo. And those three took home $28,050. They didn't say about the first team that I talked about. But they did go on to NA West, and that was with Arc, School, and Salco. And they walked away with the sole spot of the Global Championship and $45,000. Brazil was Striker, Disco, and Kato, and they were representing Grimo Esports, and they won $45,000. Asia was Russell, Rezel, and Kim Kenna. The Middle East was Sald, FKS, and Hero. Oceania was Daneth, Mace, and Skits. And they took home the remaining $90,000. Now, Major 3 will happen July 16th, and the play-ins will be running from July 20th to 27th. And the NFCS Major Finals will be taking place on August 2nd and 3rd. So there you go with that. That's what happened in Fortnite. But what's going on in racing? Engadget said that Forza Horizon 5 is now on PlayStation 5. So if you're looking for Forza Horizon, go check it out. It's now on PlayStation. And yes, they even put up a launch trailer up on YouTube. Now, pre-order is happening right now, and that is going to be the premium edition. You could play early starting April 25th. So you can check that out. Sticking with PlayStation, the Oblivion update for Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Remastered, is coming to PlayStation 5, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and that might help out your performance issues. So, there is indeed that. Enjoy it if you get Elder Scrolls. Rock Paper Shotgun said that Amazon now has a Samsung 512 Pro Plus for your Steam Deck. It's a micro SD, and right now it's at $30. That's a 40% off price, and that's up on Amazon. So if you need some more memory for your Steam Deck, you can go get it. Go get it, go get it, go get it. Well, if you want an AMD Ryzen 7 5800 XT for your PC, PC Games N says it's on Amazon as well for $129. Even, no change, before tax. Yeah, it's all right there. So if you have a gaming PC and you need an upgrade, you can get it right now for $129. And right now, that's almost half off. Almost half off of the original MSRP. Go get that one too. That's if you haven't been to the box office. The Minecraft movie, according to GameSpot, just hit $800 million. So will it make $1 billion? Will it get to the billion-dollar club? Well, we shall see. People love the movie. And we love all of you. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.